restrictions. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
Anti-Trumpers extremely upset with an admiral who said he would just follow the orders of the commander-in-chief. Here's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military leader says he would launch a nuclear strike on China next week if President Trump ordered it. Admiral Scott Swift, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, was asked about the hypothetical scenario and said, yes, he would follow such an order. He said he would launch the attack because he swore an oath to obey the commander-in-chief. The question was raised on Thursday morning at a security conference in Australia following a joint military exercise off its coast. I'm Chris Barnes.
An online video of a deadly accident at the Ohio State Fair is helping doctors figure out where to look for certain types of injuries in the victims. One person was killed, seven injured Wednesday evening when a spinning ride called the Fireball broke apart, sending a row of seats crashing to the ground and riders flying through the air. Doctors say the injuries are similar to a high-speed motor vehicle crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Some results are being released about a very controversial study into gene editing on embryos.
The successful procedure at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland was announced on Wednesday. The procedure broke new ground both in the number of embryos used and by showing it's possible to safely and efficiently correct defective genes that cause inherited diseases. Reports say the embryos were allowed to develop only a few days. Some countries have banned gene editing out of concerns it could be used to create so-called designer babies.
A California deputy attorney general who's also the son of G. Gordon Liddy has been arrested on child pornography charges. Here's Chris Barnes.
California Deputy Attorney General Raymond Liddy, one of G. Gordon Liddy's five children, was arrested at his home in San Diego earlier this week. Officials say this past January, Liddy's internet provider sent a cybercrimes tip to the FBI about a possibly uploaded kiddie porn picture. Records show there were at least 10 such images uploaded from his computer. Raymond Liddy now expected to stay on house arrest until his court date in August. I'm Chris Barnes.
Some doctors are now reconsidering whether it's okay for patients to stop using antibiotics early if they feel better. Some experts who spoke to the British Medical Journal say there's not enough evidence to support the idea ending antibiotics early encourages resistance to the drugs. They say it's possible stopping early could help out antibiotic use, but they admit they need to have more studies to their theory. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
What a week. My Lord. Yeah, I'm going to, we will share, I will share my anger, my frustration with what's going on here in the country. And again, things that I've been talking about for a long period of time. And we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. Again, we'll talk about healthcare. We'll talk about tax reform and all these things that, well, it's the "see, I told you so" moment. Pretty much. We told you what exactly was going to happen, which was nothing. We have to start off today, again, a story that is not getting any attention at all. As usual. Big story. I know, granted, okay, the healthcare stuff is taking a lot of air out of the room. But I've got a big one here that no one is paying attention to except my program. Before we get into the latest news, I want to go back to 2005. 2005, from time to time, I did one a couple years ago, too. I just grabbed an older one. 2005, I wrote a column about Social Security. Now, since the inception of Markowski Investments, we have handled Social Security. A lot of financial planners basically plug in what you expect to receive for Social Security and factor that in as part of one's financial plan. We choose to ignore it. Why do we choose to ignore it? Well, legally, you're not entitled to it. They can take it away tomorrow if they'd like. And I always kind of play it like, hey, listen, you know, if you get it, congratulations. Look at it as a bonus. And back in 2005, I wrote a column. And I started off, I said, you know, you're 20 years old. 20 years old, you're about to take your first post-collegiate job. And you're minding your own business. You're watching a football game on a Sunday afternoon. All of a sudden, you get a knock on the door. You go to the door. There on your stoop stands a tall, lanky gentleman. He's got gray hair, long beard, and he's holding a briefcase. And he says, "Hello, my friend. My name is Sam. I am from the Big Gov investment firm, and I'm here to start your special Big Gov retirement plan." You politely tell Sam that you're not interested in what he's selling and start to close the door when you are startled. Swift kick opens up the door, scares the hell out of you. Sam looks straight in the eye and says, "You, my friend, don't have a choice." I've reported over the years on countless ripoff scams, you name it. We do it every week. We try to spend a little time every week on what goes on. And, well, you want to talk about a big investment scam, I give you Social Security. And you know who knew that it was not going to work was the man behind it himself, FDR. On January 17th, 1935, this was an address to Congress. FDR foresaw the necessity to change Social Security because he knew. He understood demographics. He knew what was going to happen. And he stated, I'm quoting FDR here, again, stuff you do not hear in the mainstream media. "For perhaps 30 years to come, funds will have to be provided by the states and the federal government to meet these pensions. But after that, he explained it would be necessary to move to what he called voluntary contributory annuities, by which individual initiative can increase the annual amounts received in old age. Basically, Roosevelt was talking about the need to update and change the Social Security system. This is around 1965, to what we would call today personal accounts. Again, 2005, I wrote this column. I was probably talking about George W. Bush's efforts back then to reform Social Security, which didn't get shot down by the Democrats, by the way. Got shot down by the Republicans in the Senate, Mitch McConnell in particular. Isn't that ironic? So let's take a look at where we're at today, shall we? The Social Security report just came out this week, and again, nobody's paying attention to it. They're saying that the Social Security Trust Fund, or lockbox, if you will, Al Gore, will run out of money in 17 years. And it only gets worse. The program's unfunded liability over the next 75 years now stands at $12.5 trillion, up from $11.4 trillion last year and $4.7 trillion a decade ago. In other words, Social Security's long-term unfunded liability has increased by 166% in the span of 10 years. What do you think is going to happen moving forward? On a cash flow basis, Social Security is losing money every year. Last year, it was $54 billion in the red. In a decade, the annual shortfall will reach $215 billion. I'm not making this up. It's only by, quote, spending the interest earned in the program's trust fund that Social Security can cover its current obligations. But what is the trust fund made up of? Oh, yeah, Treasury debt. Federal government still has to borrow or raise taxes when the trust fund cashes in those bonds. So what does this mean? What does this mean? Well, a couple things. I mean, a couple things here. Pain being one. Painful trade-offs. If Congress acted today, which is kind of funny if you think about it. Yeah. If Congress acted today, Congress can't get anything done. You got a Republican presidency, House, Senate, and they run on something and they can't even get that done. So if Congress acted immediately to boost the payroll tax by almost 3%, ouch. Not only would I leave the country, yeah. Good luck with that. It's going to have to. It would have to boost the payroll tax immediately by 3 percentage points or cut benefits to all current and future retirees by 17% or do a combo. Oh, yeah, that's going to sell really well. That'll come off really well. But if you wait, we wait, makes the problem worse. Yeah, putting off fixes would require a payroll tax hike of nearly 4 percentage points, or across-the-board benefit cuts of 23%. Hey, you know what's just as bad? Medicare. The Hospital Insurance Trust Fund has enough money to pay benefits for just 12 more years. By that time, Medicare's HI program will be running annual deficits exceeding $50 billion a year. Well, what's the alternative here? Well, what we've said from the get-go, it's too bad we didn't do it back in 2005. You're going to have to slowly but surely privatize this. And I know, no, you can't do that. Keep your hands off for our Social Security. Don't let Wall Street, don't let the big investment firms take our Social Security. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying hand this over to Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch. But for crying out loud, we need to allow a little independence. We have to think outside the box. This is a mess. This is reality. You know, it's funny. You got all sorts of stories coming out now that are echoing exactly what we've been preaching here on the program. Here was one on Bloomberg. Working past 70, Americans can't seem to retire. U.S. seniors are employed at the highest rates in 55 years. Almost 19% of people 65 or older were working at least part-time in the second quarter 2017. Wow. This ratio hasn't been higher in 55 years. And what happened 55 years? That was back when you had they got better health care and Social Security benefits. It started in the late 60s. And the trends look to continue. Of course they're going to continue. They have no choice. Again, this is just reality. First and foremost, people are living longer and healthier lives. You got pension funds all over the country that have been decimated, not only by, from time to time, you got bad investments, but also the fact that you've got your cash and cash equivalents, which are yielding nothing. What did you expect was going to happen? None of these programs were designed to provide for 2-3 decade retirements. And the sooner you come to realize this, the better off you're going to be. I just gave everybody a wake-up call. A wake-up call. Oh, I know some people. I guarantee I'll get the hate emails this past week. I was promised Social Security. I paid into that system. You paid nothing into any system. There's no account with your name on it. All of that money that you sent and your employer sent as part of the FICA taxes went to the same damn pot all the other money goes. And it was spent. It was spent by our fearless leaders in Washington, D.C. And why did they spend it? Well, because you ask them for stuff. And they deliver. And once you start asking them for stuff and they start delivering, you can't take it away here in this country. We become a nation. We really have. We've become a nation that demands stuff and just doesn't want to pay for it. That's what we've become. I want. Everybody wants some. And nobody wants to pay for anything. Over 2 decades, I've been saying this exact same thing, and every year it gets worse instead of better. And here we are again. The report comes out this past week, and I couldn't find a single news outlet anywhere that covered this story. You think it might be prudent to fill people in on what's going to happen with Social Security? Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. People, this is why you need to get your financial plan done the right way. And that's what we're here for. Get to our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Sign up for a free consultation with our certified financial planners. How about this? How about getting our white paper? Prepare for the retirement crisis. I've been saying it now for a couple decades. Everything I've said is coming true. You might want to read it. All that stuff free at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is director of scientific programs and outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't heard this song in a while. Alanis Morissette. You know, I haven't heard this song in a while, but I often hum it to myself when I see just the irony of things. She could probably rewrite this song a million different ways. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I don't know if you saw the picture this past week, but man, oh man, I got to hand it to him, man. He's looking buff. He's looking buff. Jeff Bezos, Amazon.com. He put some muscle on, man. Why am I bringing up Bezos and Amazon? Well, this past week, and this is important to pay attention to. Here's a big teachable moment when it comes to investing, stuff that hopefully you picked up on, but we're going to go over it again. This past week, Amazon comes out and they say, you know what? We are going to file for a trademark. And the trademark that they filed for was for a food delivery service. A meal kit trademark that covers prepared food kits composed of meat, poultry, fish, seafood, fruit, and or vegetables ready for cooking and assembly as a meal. Now, there is a company out there that does that right now, just went public back in June, Blue Apron. And Blue Apron's not doing too well. And when the company went public, it was around 10 bucks a share. And it went public right around the time Amazon announced it was buying Whole Foods. I don't know where the thing is, 5-6 bucks a share now. Not doing too well. Now, granted, I don't know whether or not the antitrust guys are going to come after Amazon. I would assume that the European regulators would probably go after it first. But what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean in regards to investing? And I've covered this for a long, long time. And I got to give you full disclosure here, okay? Have we owned Amazon stock? Yes, we have. Did I buy Amazon stock when it first came out? And that's when it was the go-go 90s. And you had people putting $400 price targets on the thing. The thing was running through the roof, and I said no. Now, it was at that point in time, it was too risky. Was I wrong at that time? Yeah. But it was still too risky for my clients. And one of the reasons I felt it was too risky is, what did Amazon do back then? Sold books. That's it. Sold books. Now, if you take a look at Amazon right now, you take a look at the various different businesses that are in, actually one of its more profitable businesses is actually cloud services that it sells to people. Not making that up. Let's just say it's a bit more diversified. It sells a hell of a lot more than just books. Remember, there's a lot of retailers back then. A lot of retailers going public. Remember CD Now? This company just sold CDs online, went public at a ridiculous valuation. Pets.com. A lot of crap out there that eventually Amazon ended up doing all of those things. Now, why am I talking about this? There's a lot more of these things coming out and coming down the pike. Now, we've highlighted, we warned you about Blue Apron. We warned you about Snap. There's issues with these companies, and you need to understand what they are. And I'll give an example of this. I don't know if you watch the television show Billions. It's quite good, and it's quite accurate. There was a scene in Billions where, well, the star of the show, Bobby Axelrod, he's got a wife. His wife's a former nurse, and she launched this mobile-based company where she goes to traders' homes, people in New York and the surrounding areas after they've partied too hard, which is often on Wall Street, and gives them IVs, basically. It's like a mobile nursing service that gives IVs to people. Well, she finds out that there's a competitor. And she says, well, you know what? I'm going to have to raise capital. I'm going to have to go to an investment bank so I can compete. But the whole experience doesn't go well for her. And she tells her husband, complains to her husband that she wasn't treated right. She felt that, you know, it was just, they thought that my business was not that big of a deal. And this is very, very important. I want everybody to pay attention to this. Bobby Axelrod says this. What is it that you do that you're the best in the world at? You offer a service you didn't invent, a formula you didn't invent, a delivery method you didn't invent. Nothing about what you do is patentable or a unique user experience. You haven't identified an isolated market segment. You haven't truly branded your concept. You want me to go on? So why would an investment bank put serious money into it? I all but told you ahead of time, but you wouldn't listen. Now you've heard it, but it's too late. You weren't ready. Now, he's right. Axelrod is spot on when it comes to assessing a company and taking a look at value. And that's what we do here at Markowski Investments. However, the one wrong thing, the one thing that I had a problem with in regards to his rant there, investment banks, big brokerage firms, oftentimes don't care. They don't care at a company. They look at a company and they'll take it public. They don't care what your company does if they can sell it. Case in point, we go back to the 1990s. We've covered this here on the program. They knew that the companies that they were taking public were pieces of blank. They said so themselves. We got a hold of the emails. All that mattered to them was the sale. They were there to move product. Now, today, it's happening a little bit differently in the way they ladder up stocks and they do it through private equity companies out in Silicon Valley. And we're starting to see these things come to the marketplace further on down the line. What I'm telling everybody is you've got to be very, very cautious in a lot of these IPOs. A lot of people feeling a lot of pain right now on the crap that Wall Street's been pushing out the door. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Hey, we can help you out as best we can. I mean, granted, I'm not going to make the 50% loss that you took in Snap come back overnight, but we can help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our account repair kits, consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a place where we come, we smile, we laugh, we eat, we do just great things. We ride the rides. We do all the things that people love to do at a fair.
Ohio Governor John Kasich on the scene of an accident at the Ohio State Fair yesterday where one man was killed and seven others injured when a ride called the Fireball broke apart, sending riders flying through the air. Officials at Ohio State University Medical Center say the injuries were consistent with a high-speed motor vehicle crash. Kasich said the fair will be open today, but the midway rides remain closed. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Figures from the Labor Department show 244,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 10,000 more than the previous week. Economists have been expecting today's numbers to show around 240,000 first-time claims. Despite the higher number of applications, no effect on the stock market, as all markets are up at midday. USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Now, we pride ourselves here at the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, Markowski Investments. We are equal opportunity bashers. And granted, more often than not, I'm ripping into the big investment houses in Wall Street. But when they do something right, or they say or do the right thing, I'm going to give them credit for that. And I'm going to give kudos to J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. He expressed frustration at the U.S. federal government during the company's earnings call. He said, "It's almost an embarrassment being an American citizen traveling around the world and listening to the stupid beep we have to deal with in this country. Since the Great Recession, which is now 8 years old, we've been growing at a 1.5 to 2% rate in spite of stupidity and political gridlock. This is because the American business sector is powerful and strong. What I'm saying is it would be much stronger growth had we made intelligent decisions and there were not the gridlock. The executive of the U.S. banking giant cited travels to countries such as France, Argentina, Israel, and Ireland. The U.S. has become one of the most bureaucratic, confusing, litigious societies on the planet. It's hurting the average American, and we don't have these right policies. Wow. Jamie Dimon is doing a watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, echo chamber. We have been yelling and screaming about this for a very long period of time. And hey, listen, I told you it wasn't going to change anytime soon. It really hasn't changed now. It hasn't changed now. You take a look at the failure of healthcare reform. Couldn't get that done. I'm sure Trump has gotten rid of a few regulations here and there. But honestly, has anything really gotten done? Has the tax code gotten any smaller? I wrote a piece about this a couple years ago. I was talking about Jonathan Swift's classic novel, Gulliver's Travels. And he wrote that book, and he was satirizing his day and time, too, making fun of politics in Great Britain and all their haughty pretension. They all looked and sounded like John Kerry, self-important politicians. Yeah. We don't have that today. I mean, in essence, we have two instruction manuals, kids. Two instruction manuals. You've got the Federal Code of Regulations, which is what? Close to 200,000 pages long. Close to 200,000 pages long. Costs the American economy over $2 trillion a year. And you've got the tax code, which is 75,000 plus pages long. Do you understand that business, small business especially, looks at these regulations? And I've described it as a DMZ, a demilitarized zone. There are landmines everywhere. And you know the funny thing about these landmines? They're not static. They move. And they scare the crap out of any would-be entrepreneur out there. Sit here in my program. Markowski Investments. I couldn't start it today. With the capital that I had when I started over 20 years ago, I couldn't do it today. Yet the founders of Home Depot said the same thing. Intel. What does that say about our country and where we are? Yet what do we get? Nothing. We got senators right now. They spend 90%. You know what they do? 90% of their time. You know what they're doing? Fundraising. Trying to get themselves reelected. You should be angered by this. Yeah, I just talked about top of the program. We talked about Social Security and the problems that exist there. You don't think that part of that problem would be tempered if we can get back to 3-4% growth? You don't think the revenues would pick up? Of course it would. But no, we can't do that right now. We've got all these bureaucrats, all these Lilliputians in Washington, D.C., telling us how to live our lives, regulating us, taxing us, judge, jury, and executioner. Why can't we get anything done on that? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And one more thing to what we were talking about. And I know I've cited this before, but I grabbed the actual quote. No. I don't have the actual magazine here in my office. Talk about Playboy magazine. Yes. Playboy magazine, 1985. I don't even know what the issue was. No, I don't know. It was on the cover. No, sorry. Steve Jobs did an interview with Playboy magazine. You see, I just proved to you that you read Playboy for the articles. Did I just prove that? Anyway, he said, some people are saying that we ought to put an IBM PC on every desk in America to improve productivity. It won't work. The special incantations you have to learn this time are the slash QZs and things like that. The manual for WordStar, the most popular word processing program, is 400 pages thick. To write a novel, you have to read a novel, one that reads like a mystery to most people. They're not going to learn slash QZ any more than they're going to learn Morse code. That's what Macintosh is all about. And what Jobs was saying pretty succinctly, it makes sense to me, is that simplicity is key. Simplicity is key. We have two manuals for doing business here in the United States, and they're a quarter of a million pages long. Plus, that fact alone is an incalculable weight on startups and small business growth. You couple that with the fact that all new net job growth over the past 30 years has come from firms, come from companies 5 years old and younger. That, my friends, in the humble opinion of Christopher Markowski, is the reason why our labor markets are so anemic and wage growth virtually non-existent. Oh, I know, they'll tell you It's going to, we're worried because, you know, look at how low unemployment is. You got 96 million people that are not in the labor force right now. We've had no wage growth at all going all the way back to 2000. It's been god awful. What this country needs to do is take a page from Apple Computer and make things as simple and easy to use as possible. Now, talk about we were playing Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic? Yeah, good luck with this. How about an oxymoron? A user-friendly government. Was there ever such a thing, a user-friendly government? It's something we should strive for. We're not even in the top 10. Top 10 in competitive indexes when it comes to business. We're getting our socks blown off by countries all around the globe. Jamie Dimon talked about that. He's going all over, and these countries are moving farther ahead and doing better than we are. Why set up shop in the United States if it's easier to set up shop over here? I get it. The Trumpster right now, he's got his little theme weeks going on. He's got his Made in America theme weeks going on. That's great. We make great products here in this country. We could be making more. I don't know what's next. What's wrong? We're going to do Taco Tuesday? Or are we going to do Dress Down Friday and Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday? I don't know. He's got all to do. You know what's even more pathetic? Our international ranking as far as tax laws are concerned. We're 34th in the world? The United States of America? Didn't we revolt against British because of crazy taxes? Long time ago. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to do some ripoffs and scams when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our website, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people. and meet new friends.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And one more thing to what we were talking about, and I know I've cited this before, but I grabbed the actual quote. No. I don't have the actual magazine here in my office. Talk about Playboy magazine. Yes. Playboy magazine, 1985. I don't even know what the issue was. No, I don't know. It was on the cover. No, sorry. Steve Jobs did an interview with Playboy magazine. You see, I just proved to you that you read Playboy for the articles. Did I not just prove that? Anyway, he said, some people are saying that we ought to put an IBM PC on every desk in America to improve productivity. It won't work. The special incantations you have to learn this time are the slash QZs and things like that. The manual for WordStar, the most popular word processing program, is 400 pages thick. To write a novel, you have to read a novel, one that reads like a mystery to most people. They're not going to learn slash QZ any more than they're going to learn Morse code. That's what Macintosh is all about. And what Jobs was saying pretty succinctly, it makes sense to me, is that simplicity is key. Simplicity is key. We have two manuals for doing business here in the United States, and they're 250,000 pages long, plus. That fact alone is an incalculable weight on startups and small business growth. You couple that with the fact that all new net job growth over the past 30 years has come from firms, come from companies 5 years old and younger. That, my friends, in the humble opinion of Christopher Markowski, is the reason why our labor markets are so anemic and wage growth virtually non-existent. Oh, I know, they'll tell you. They're worried because, you know, look at how low unemployment is. You got 96 million people that are not in the labor force right now. We've had no wage growth at all going all the way back to 2000. It's been god awful. What this country needs to do is take a page from Apple Computer and make things as simple and easy to use as possible. Now, talk about we were playing Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic? Yeah, good luck with this. How about an oxymoron? A user-friendly government. Was there ever such a thing, a user-friendly government? It's something we should strive for. We're not even in the top 10. Top 10 in competitive indexes when it comes to business. We're getting our socks blown off by countries all around the globe. Jamie Dimon talked about that. He's going all over, and these countries are moving farther ahead and doing better than we are. Why set up shop in the United States if it's easier to set up shop over here? I get it. The Trumpster right now, he's got his little theme weeks going on. He's got his Made in America theme weeks going on. That's great. We make great products here in this country. We could be making more. I don't know what's next. What's wrong? We're going to do Taco Tuesday? Or are we going to do Dress Down Friday and Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday? I don't know. He's got all these theme weeks he likes to do. You know what's even more pathetic? Our international ranking as far as tax laws are concerned. We're 34th in the world? The United States of America? Didn't we revolt against British because of crazy taxes? Long time ago. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to do some ripoffs and scams when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our website, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a place where we come, we smile, we laugh, we eat, we do just great things. We ride the rides. We do all the things that people love to do at a fair.
Ohio Governor John Kasich on the scene of an accident at the Ohio State Fair yesterday where one man was killed and seven others injured when a ride called the Fireball broke apart, sending riders flying through the air. Officials at Ohio State University Medical Center say the injuries were consistent with a high-speed motor vehicle crash. Kasich said the fair will be open today, but the Midway rides remain closed. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Figures from the Labor Department show 244,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 10,000 more than the previous week. Economists have been expecting today's numbers to show around 240,000 first-time claims. Despite the higher number of applications, no effect on the stock market, as all markets are up at midday. USA Radio News.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Observers were very surprised today when a planned launch of a missile in North Korea didn't take place. Here's Bill Zenfer.
The consensus opinion was that North Korea would conduct another missile test to mark the anniversary of the end of the Korean War, or Victory Day as it's called in North Korea, but no missile activity was reported by observers in the region, and weather may have been the reason. Low visibility and rain in the Korean Peninsula may have scrubbed any planned missile test. Several countries, including the U.S., will continue to keep a close eye on North Korea, with a test still possible in coming days.
The Swedish government has announced they're going to deport an Iranian Christian actress back to Iran, despite acknowledging the Iranian government will have the woman thrown in prison, where she'll be tortured and likely raped. Idine Stranson fled to Sweden after becoming a Christian in 2014 on a work visa. The woman's attorney said the Swedish authorities told her becoming a Christian was her choice, and so she doesn't qualify for asylum, despite the government acknowledging she'll be tortured in prison. USA Radio News.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Summer Splash Flooring Sale for the best deals on the best selection of wood-look waterproof floors and more. Choose from more than 40 varieties of vinyl plank up to 45% off. Get 20% off of Vela wood-look tile packages. And all water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale. Plus, get pre-finished hardwood on sale from $149. Like Bellawood Select Maple, it's 30% off. More from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to the Summer Splash Flooring Sale today.
A number of schools across the country who will be in session during the total solar eclipse are announcing they're either delaying school or they're making other changes because of students who want to see the eclipse.
Cobb, Fulton, and Gwinnett counties will be extending the school day by 45 minutes on August 21st, when the first total eclipse over the U.S. in almost a century passes from Oregon to South Carolina. A near total eclipse will be visible from Georgia's capital. Officials are worried the eclipse could cause a distraction if students are on the road. A spokesperson said there's also worry that kids would stare directly at the eclipse without proper eye protection.
New White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci is trying to figure out who leaked information to the press and what really technically wasn't a leak.
In the tweet that he has since deleted, new communications director Anthony Scaramucci complained a felony had been committed by the publishing of the financial document. Politico's Lorraine Wallert says he was required to file the form when he briefly worked at the federal government's Export-Import Bank.
Mr. Scaramucci joined the Ex-Im Bank about a month ago, and so I filed to get his disclosure. It was as simple as that.
She says the form was made public earlier this week and no leaking was